Hello, and welcome to the Connect Room podcast. Thank you for making a quality decision that's going to impact your day and your year. I declare that 2024 is going to be a year of a higher level and the best year of your life. I hope you enjoy this podcast and that you'll please do me a favor and share it with your family and your friends. Always remember, Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. So get ready and let's enter the Connect Room. 2024, the year of a higher level. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to week 5 of the Connect Room podcast faith series. It's week 5 already. Man, it just seems like we started this not too long ago. But again, I pray that this podcast has moved in your life and that it's helped you grow in your faith. And most importantly, it's helped you learn and live a lifestyle of faith. The whole purpose of this faith series is that, again, so that you can learn, grow, live, and achieve all that your faith has and can obtain for you. I pray that you've really stopped and meditated on the past 4 lessons, because there was so much in them that you can go back and listen to over and over and over. And remember, how do you grow your faith? By hearing and hearing. If you've done that, then you're well on your way to learning and living a life of faith, and victory is yours. Do me a favor, if you know someone who can really use this series, share the podcast with them. Or do this for me. If you've already begun to receive and see the benefits of living a life of faith, please share your testimony with us. You can send it to the church office at faithchurchmidland.com. Again, church office at faithchurchmidland.com. I'm looking forward to reading all of these amazing and exciting testimonies. Well, let's get into week 5 already. Today, I want to talk to you about how faith attracts. Well, how does faith attract? Well, faith attracts through your words that you use. I'll say that again. Faith attracts through the words that you use, the words that come out of your mouth, the words you use to describe yourself, the words you use to describe your situation, the words you use to describe your outcome, and the words you use for things that you're believing for, either, you know, things you believe for, either good or bad, to happen in your life. See, this is why it's so important that you use faith-filled words, because just like faith attracts, so does fear. We want nothing but great things happen to you, in you, and around you. So watch your words. Since you're here and you're just learning how to walk in faith and live in a lifestyle of faith, it's important that you listen to as many faith speakers and as many faith generals who, through patience and perseverance, has inherited the promise. I can recommend a couple of people who I listen to constantly. People like Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, and yes, of course, Dr. Jerry Savelle, my faith mentor. Here's a little tip. You can tell so much about a person and their faith walk just by listening to the words that they speak. Luke chapter 6 tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? The mouth speaks. What's the mouth going to speak? What's in abundance in your heart? See, go back and highlight that verse in the Bible so that you can always go back and remember. Again, it's Luke chapter 6. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. What's the mouth going to speak? What's alive and in abundance in your heart? So again, it won't take very long to find out where people stand. It's either going to be positive because they'll be speaking faith words, or it'll be negative because they'll be speaking fear, lack, worry, doubt, right? You'll be able to tell, right? Let's look at it this way. Words are like containers. And I want you to really remember this. Think about it the next time you're speaking something. Words are like containers. They carry whatever it is you put in them. And I will challenge you this. Make sure that the words you're using, the containers that you're filling them up with, the words you're using to fill your containers are full of life, full of faith, and never, I'm not going to use the word never, but very hardly and rarely, and a rare occurrence, that they're death and have fear in them. Because our goal is to live a life of faith. And where faith is, fear can't be, because faith is always over fear, right? And I like to mention in this, you know, I mentioned in the topic, faith attracts, right? The topic is faith attracts. So whatever you're filling your container with is going to attract what you're filling it. If you're filling it with fear, guess what you're going to attract? More fear, more worry, more doubt, more stress, more pressure. But if you're filling it with life, then guess what you're going to attract? More of the God kind of life, peace, love, joy, faithfulness, gentleness. You're going to attract all these wonderful things. And I'll get to a little later is you're going to attract more people that speak like you. And I pray that again, what you're speaking and what's alive and abundant of your heart is faith. Come on, somebody. That's why it's key, right? That's why it's key to the victory in living a life of faith is filling yourself with the word. Because filling yourself up with fear is only going to attract the devil. And guess what he brings with him? Chaos. Amen. That's why if you look at the world today, the world is filled with fear. And if it's not any coincidence that it's full of chaos. Right? Again, that's why it's important for you to live a life of victory. It's filling yourself with the word of God. Filling it so much that it becomes almost all you talk about. It's what becomes so alive in your heart because it's an abundance of your heart. Let me remind you again, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Again, here's another Bible verse for you to write down. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2 in the Amplified. It tells us this. If you have been snared by the words of your lips, if you've been trapped by the speech of your mouth. Come on, somebody. If you have been snared by the words of your mouth, lips, if you've been trapped by the speech of your mouth. There's power in the words you speak. Either the words you speak will either set you free or it'll put you in bondage. They'll either make you whole or keep you bound. Again, words are carriers. They carry sickness or health, prosperity or poverty, faith or fear. Please just understand this. There is power that is present in the faith words that you speak. Hallelujah. So I pray I've made this a no-brainer already. You're going to speak power. You're going to speak health. You're going to speak prosperity. You're going to speak faith. Amen. Because power is present. Power is present in the faith words that you speak. So just think about this. Speaking faith words in the hospital. Then what's available and what's present when you're in the hospital? Power. Speaking power. Speaking faith words in a job interview. What's present? Power. Speaking faith in a hospital, in the doctor's office, what's present? Power in your faith words that you are speaking. Come on, somebody. There's power in the words that you speak, and faith attracts through the words that are coming out of your mouth. Right? Let me share with you a little testimony about a situation that occurred to me about 2 months ago. Now before I tell you this story, I need to give you a little background. Because this is a story that shows you that how it's important that the words that you speak. And again, like I said in the beginning, man, I wish you could say you're going to be perfect and speak faith all the time and that fear is never going to creep into your mind, that you're never going to speak fear words. You're just not perfect yet. We're not there yet. And I'll give you a perfect example in my testimony. You know, because I've always, considered it a badge of honor to be a Word of Faith pastor, because I minister this stuff to people and I try very hard to live what I minister. So that could be a great example, right? And I've seen the power of living a life of faith and it's revealed itself in my life many times. I try very hard to continue to grow my faith on a daily basis by hearing and hearing. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect, which you'll see in this testimony, this example of my life. But I do try very hard to watch what I say and the words that are coming out of my mouth. Well, in this particular circumstances, I dropped the ball. I was not at my best, and I wasn't so great at what I minister, right? My story was that, my blood sugars, stuff that's been trying to come against me and battling against me for past year, have not been where they should be. Now, I want to admit to you, they hadn't been where they should be because of me not using wisdom and me not taking care of and eating the things properly, what I should have been eating. So again, I was making some things worse just by, again, two things really, by what I was intaking and then sometimes the words that I was speaking about myself. But in this particular situation, that this had gotten to the point to where it had gotten so high and I was sick, and it had caused me, but the combination between me being ill of something and my high blood sugar caused me to be rushed to the ER that night, right? My blood sugar was high. My breathing was erratic. I mean, it just felt like I was going to pass out. And to be honest with you, it felt like I was going to die right there on the floor of the emergency room, right? And because my breathing was erratic, it had caused fear to well up on the inside of me because it's something I hadn't experienced before. And again, while I was there in the ER, I was battling my thoughts. I was in a battle with my thoughts at that particular moment because those thoughts of that you're going to die right here on the emergency room floor, right here in front of your wife, had filled my mind. And I promise with you, had become alive in my heart. Right. And I had to, as I was laying there, couldn't breathe. I told my wife, I said, let's go to another emergency room. And I was just believing and battling right there, thinking, man, I don't want to die here in my car on the way to this other emergency room. I don't want to die. I was battling my faith. I was battling fear. And I'll be honest with you, fear was winning at the moment. Forgive me. I wasn't perfect at that night. I have to admit, those thoughts had filled my mind so much that I had almost begun to speak those thoughts. My wife had took me to the urgent care at my request. Again, I thought I was going to die right there on the floor. We got to the urgent care and immediately they began to work on me. And like doctors normally do, they begin to prepare for the worst. It was at that moment I began not to speak my faith. Fear was coming out of me. Like, I can't breathe. I was just really speaking my symptoms instead of speaking faith, right? And what I was speaking, man, it at the moment, it wasn't faith words. They were not faith-filled words. And again, if they're not faith-filled words, what are they filled with? With fear-filled words and the chaos that comes with that. And at that moment in my life, I was living in chaos. Right? I can't totally remember all that I was saying, but I can assure you this, it was not faith-filled words. I don't know if I was using a combination. I don't know what I was speaking, but I can assure you it was not faith-filled words. Well, how do I know that? Because at that very moment, my wife looked me straight in the eyes and with firmness and assurity, she tells me that if I can't speak faith-filled words and if I can't speak faith, just to be quiet. Whew, I'm so thankful for that because, again, there was strength, there was power. Because I told you earlier, where faith is, there's power. And my wife looking at me, she was in full power and full of authority of her faith and her emotions and the words that were coming out of her mouth. She looked me in the eye and said, if you can't speak faith, then don't speak at all. Just be quiet. Whew, I'm so thankful at that moment. She was fully aware of the power of words. And I'm so thankful for her because honestly, if I was left alone at that moment and with what I was speaking, thinking, I'm not sure I'd be here today because there's power in your words. See, the Bible tells us in Proverbs that death and life are in the tongue. That night, at that moment, I was not speaking life. See, there are times, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. There are going to be times in your life that thoughts, you know, that you're not in complete control of the thoughts that creep into your mind because you get moved by your environment. You get moved by how you feel. You get moved by things and you're not in complete control of what creeps into your mind. But you've got to remember this. You are always, always in control what you choose to give life to by the words that you speak. So in my example, I was in complete control. And at that moment, I had lost control and I'd given up control. I had given the power to my thoughts and I had given power to over to my adversary. But I'm so thankful again for my wife who's fully aware that, man, where there's faith, there's power. And she was in full control of her power and the words that were coming out of her mouth. And again, looked me dead in the eye and said, if you can't speak faith, then just don't speak. Hallelujah. See, there are times you can't control the thoughts that creep into your mind, but again, you are always in control if you choose to give life to those thoughts by the words that you speak. I want you to really carry away one main point from my story, and that is this. You decide what you say. I'm going to say that again. You decide what you say. You have control of what kind of words you speak and what you have in abundance of your heart. The words we choose to speak have everything to do with the outcome of our faith. If we refuse to choose to do what the Bible says about guarding our hearts, and we listen instead to the negative talk so prevalent in the secular media, will never experience God's best because of the world's opinions will be final authority in our lives. And what the world says and what God says are in direct opposition. They're in direct conflict. But remember, where there's faith, there's power. And God's power will always be stronger than the world's power, because we serve the capital G God, not the lowercase g God. Hallelujah. And that's why where there's faith, there's power. And if faith is in abundance in your heart and an abundance of what's coming out of your mouth, then power is present wherever you're speaking it and wherever you're at. Come on, somebody. And you'll be seeking. You'll be experiencing the very best of what God has for you. Hallelujah. Right? What the world says and what God says are in direct opposition. And here's the good news. Your faith can overcome the world. That's what 1 John 5:4 tells us. You see, your faith does not have to be moved by what you see, feel, hear, or touch. 2 Corinthians 4:18, write that verse down. 2 Corinthians 4:18 in the Passion says, because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen realm is eternal. What you can see is temporary, is what it's telling us. What you can see is temporary, and it will stay that way with you speaking faith-filled words. Speaking faith words can cause those things to be not as though they were, and if they were, they are. So we don't have to be moved by what we see, feel, hear, or touch. Amen. And I'm telling you from experience, you don't have to choose to be moved that way. You can be moved by what you believe, and you believe in the word, because as faith people who are living a lifestyle of faith, what's our motto? If God's word says it, then that settles it. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Right? Living a life of faith, choosing to live a lifestyle of faith. If God's word says it, then that settles it. You know, when I was in the military, we trained hard for long hours. And the part that was hard was that for the part that was hard for me, right? We trained hard for long hours, and there was not a war going on. You see, I'd entered the military right after the first Gulf War started, and I got out right before the second one started. So pretty much the whole time I served, it was peacetime. And to be honest with you, I could not understand why we trained so hard so frequently and for so long with nothing going on. I was never going to use it, so why were we trying to learn it, was my mindset, which was kind of backwards if you think about it. But to be honest with you, that's what I was thinking. But here's what I found out. See, the time to prepare for battle is not while you're in it, but you prepare for it before you get into it, prior to it. You don't want to learn how to fight when you're in the middle of a fight. You want to learn how to fight before you have to get into a fight. See, you want to learn this life of faith prior to having to use it, prior to getting into the hardest moment of your life. See, you want to learn it so that, man, when the hardest moment of your life comes and it goes, and it doesn't stay any longer than it has authority to. Come on, your faith overcomes the world. See, here's another revelation that I learned while I was there, is that we trained hard so that when the enemy attacked, we would fall to the level of our training and not to the level of our enemy. See, and that's so good in this lifestyle of faith I'm training you and teaching you and talking to you about. So when the devil comes with all his chaos and all his fear and all his lies, you don't fall to his level. You fall to the level of this lifestyle of faith that you're learning and living, so that, man, he has to come and he has to go. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Fill yourself up with the word. Practice speaking faith-filled words over and over again. Practice them in the good times so that the good times stay around longer and so that it becomes alive and in abundance of your heart. See, those type of words also attract other faith people who are preparing and living the life of faith like you in the same way. See, there are power in numbers, and there will be times in your life that you will need a battle buddy who talks faith, who understands the power of faith. And because they're faith people, power is presence wherever they go. You see, my story that I shared with you was a great example of that, because there are times you will need them. Come on, somebody. Before I let you go, I want to share with you a great Bible verse. And that verse is Hebrews 23. Again, make sure you're writing these Bible verses down. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. And it says this, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Why? Because he is faithful that promised. The word profession means the act of openly declaring. Right? So when you're professing your faith, you're declaring your faith. What are you declaring? That the person you have faith in is faithful. The word that's full of promises is faithful, right? The one who's promising you is faithful to perform, right? So the profession of faith, it tells us hold fast your confession, you're declaring your faith. Hold fast your declaration. See, I share this with you because you're going to do big things in your life. I'll say that again. You are going to do big things in your life that the devil will not like. He will do everything he can to distract you. He's going to do everything he can to make you doubt yourself. He's going to do everything he can to bring fear that causes pressure in your life that will get you to quit. He doesn't want you winning. He wants you losing. He doesn't want you smiling. He wants you frowning. He doesn't want you living a life of faith. He wants you living a life of fear. That is what he is. But again, because he does not like the fact that you are going to do great things in your life. I'm here today to tell you that, again, to be honest with you, I'm here to tell you that fear will be around because the devil is the god of this world. But guess what? So will faith. Faith will always be around. And when he comes into your business, I want you to hold fast to your declaration of your faith without wavering. And you put pressure back on him, right? I promise you that he does not like pressure. He will quit and flee because that is what he is. He is a quitter and not you. So again, when he comes around, you hold fast to your declaration of faith and put pressure back on him. He's the quitter. And the days of you quitting, those days are over. Learning a lifestyle of faith is not a lifestyle of quitting. It's a lifestyle of victory. It's a lifestyle experiencing all of God's best for in your life. It's a lifestyle. It's a life of you living above, right? Your line of privilege. You living a life in abundance till it's full, till it overflows. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's power, right, in faith. And power is presence. Power is presence when faith is around. Let me leave you with some words from my faith mentor. He said, developing faith is not hard once you understand the importance of speaking faith-filled words. When you make the choice to bridle your tongue, choosing only to speak words that line up with the truth of God's word, then you establish a firm foundation of real Bible faith. Remember, speaking the language of faith isn't something you merely learn and then put it on the shelf so that you can move on to something else. No, speaking faith is a lifestyle. Never stop practicing your faith. Never stop speaking faith-filled words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the opportunity to release another faith podcast, Father. Another avenue for people to learn and grow their faith so they can develop a lifestyle of faith, a lifestyle of winning, a lifestyle of overcoming, and never a lifestyle of quitting. Lord, that the words that they speak, they understand that faith attracts through the words that they speak. So, Lord, I believe they're speaking. They're attracting victory. They're attracting wisdom. They're attracting greatness. They're attracting all the great things that you have in store for them, Father. So, Lord, I thank you now that they grow up their willingness. They grow up their strength to hold fast their declaration of faith. And they from this day forward, they put the pressure back on the enemy because our enemy, the devil, that coward, can't stand faith. It causes him to flee and it causes him to return to his true nature, and that is quitting. So he's the quitter. Remember that, not you. The days of them quitting, Father God, those days are over. Ruling and reigning, I declare, are in their future, and great things are going to happen to them. Because they're learning a lifestyle of faith. And where there's faith, there's power, that's presence. So I thank you, Father God, for today. I thank you for their lives being open and them taking another step forward to them living in victory and them living a lifestyle of faith. It's in Jesus' name we pray, believe, and declare. And all those that agreed shouted, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before again I leave you, keep an eye out for week six of our faith series. It'll be out next Friday. And remember, share it with a friend. Share it with a person that needs to hear these kind of messages and learn a lifestyle of faith. We love you. And remember, learn a life of faith, live a life of faith, and love others the way God loves you. Stay blessed. Amen. God is good. I hope you enjoyed this most recent episode, and I will pray this message moves in your life. Always remember this. Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to join our service. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are located at 1321 South Good Street. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thanks again for joining me in the Connect Room.